You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. And a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? It's come round all rather quickly, isn't it? What do we say? We say TGIF. Only seemed like yesterday was Monday. Lovely to be with you this morning here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3, Cool FM, smoothest place in your radio dial. I'm Jerry D. I will be with you from now going right through till 10 o'clock on this Friday morning. Starting off with some of the things that are in the world of entertainment, which, by the way, it's the 4th of March. And a few of these things all happened or relevant to the 4th of March. If we want to go back to the year 1877, one of the most famous ballets, probably the most famous ballet, Swan Lake. It debuted on this day, and of course that was Tchaikovsky's ballet, Swan Lake. 1942, Junior Miss, starring Shirley Temple, aired. This was on CBS Radio for the first time. And 1950 was the day, the 4th of March, Walt Disney's Cinderella, that was released on this date.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Turn it on. All the people got to get the right impression.
with Jerry D.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days in the living room. I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you've forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I watch the hood wink. Does it make you stop think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallots just. I like the sushi cause it's never just a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes because I'm all about value. Burton Camper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake. I like a sink and ache and shake. I like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna grow cause it's so dangerous. Your life is not a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the reference on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I'm only too soon. Yesterday you've forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on. With all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this. While like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, a fan trick. Like Sneakers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films. But if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better gloves. Gonna find the kind with tiny nubs. So my arms are always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon. Cause that cartoon has got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, but won't feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room. We realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday you just smiled at me. You feel it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
I tell you what, try singing that one when you had a few rum and cokes, and I was going to say in the morning, any time really. That was the Bare Naked Ladies there, and 1 week from Canada, of course, Bare Naked Ladies. And that song, 1 week, it was released as the first single and the opening track on the 1998 album, which was called Stunt, written by Ed Robertson, who is featured on the lead vocals there, as he rapped verses very quickly, by the way. And Stephen Page sings lead on the song's chorus, while the two co-lead the Preacherosis in Harmony. There we go. And before that, it was Freddie Mercury and Let's Turn It On. This is Duran Duran. I Don't Want Your Love.
Even if it's only while we're dancing in the light.
Yes, that's it. Duran Duran, and I Don't Want Your Love. Time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping eye on the time, we're 14 minutes right now, and that's after the hour of 6 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Very good morning to you if you've just joined us. Good morning to Mary Lou. She drops a little note first thing. Just let us know she's up and running. She's alive. If you wake up, it's always a good day, isn't it? No matter what's going on in the world. Tell you what, we've got a Music Friday for you this morning. We might possibly have a guest in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll find out a little bit later on. Plenty of great music for you this morning. This Friday, we'll be doing our Freaky Fun Facts Friday with Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter. We're checking in with Yasmin in the last hour this morning and see what, where and when, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. Usual bits and pieces as well. In around about 15 minutes time, we'll look at some of the local headlines that we'll look at in more detail. 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. 7 o'clock, we'll look at the depressing international news for this morning. It doesn't get any better. And we'll look at the international business news. Of course, that's all in a flurry as well with what's going on over there in Europe. That'll be at around about 7:30. And, well, that's it. I'll take a look. I'll see if I can find some antidepressants for you this morning. In other words, some stories that are good news as opposed to bad news. All right, but as for right now, it's time to do this. Get you all spruced up and smelling nice on this Friday morning. I do have to keep thinking what day of the week it is, you know. Remember M People? Well, I do. This is Moving On Up.
From the devil's cut, you broke my heart. There's no way back. Move right out of here, baby. Go on, pack your bags. Just who do you think you are? Stop acting like some kind of star. Just who do you think you are?
Moving on now.
And there they go, M People, and moving on up. And, well, that's it. Time to get you out and on your way to work or wherever. And I tell you what, that's it. Yes, go on and make yourself smell nice. If you've got on public transport, it always helps. Moving on up, M People's seventh overall single. That was from M People, the British band, by the way. And it was the second single from their second album, which was Elegant Slumming, which was released in 1993. The song was written by Mike Pickering together with Paul Hurd and produced by M People. Released 13th of September 1993. Peaked at number 2 on the UK singles chart, and number 1 on the UK dance singles chart as well. Yes, good bopping song, that one. And it was the biggest selling M People single. Also became a top 40 hit on the US Billboard Hot 100 as well. Time on the Breakfast Show, 20 minutes right now after 6 o'clock.
Beneath the white fire of the moon. Love's wings are broken all too soon. We never learned how to get along. Don't you sometimes wish your heart was a hard stone? It's time. Put steel to steel, laugh at pain. We're dreamers in castles made of sand.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, two in a row. Started off with Cher, and she had a heart of stone. And Glass Tiger there said, don't forget about me when I'm gone. Please. Right, 28 minutes. That's after the hour, 6 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Kool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's the dinner show that everybody's talking about, only at Emotions Dinner Theatre. Panama has never seen anything like this. Just go to Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Don't miss this fascinating Las Vegas-style performance. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Shows that are going to take you around the world. Emotions Dinner Theatre. You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely, and a very good morning to you. What do we say this morning? We say TGIF, don't we? Yes, of course we do. It's half past the hour of 6 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. Looking at some of the local news, just looking at some of the headlines, well, a little bit more than the headlines, that we're going to be looking at more at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Starting off with the epidemiological report of yesterday, 454 new infections were registered. In the last 24 hours, also two deaths occurred, and one from an earlier date was updated, bringing the total number of deaths now to 8,101. The new cases were detected after 7,215 tests were applied, which showed a positivity of 6.3%. Now, according to the epidemiological report, the number of active cases is now 4,536. Now, of the active cases, 4,366 are in home isolation and 170 are hospitalized. Now, those in isolation, they're divided into 4,328 at home and 38 in the so-called hospital hotels. 146 patients are in the hospital wards, and we've got 24 patients in the intensive care units. The Comptroller General of the Republic reported on the afternoon of this Thursday that mobilization expenses are definitively eliminated after administrative, economic and functional study on assignments to mayors, councillors and representatives of townships. This decision of the Comptroller's Office was informed through a circular addressed to local government authorities throughout the country. On the 24th of January, the Comptroller General, Gerardo Solis, cancelled the payment of mobilisation expenses to all mayors and representatives. And to analyse the situation, a study was carried out in which a multidisciplinary team of accountants, auditors, statisticians and lawyers participated. The Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, affirmed on Thursday that the interoceanic route will maintain its policy of neutrality in the face of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and refused to impose any kind of transit ban on Russian ships. Quote, the Panama Canal closely follows the current situation in Ukraine, but it is a permanently neutral international transit waterway, the ACP said in a statement sent to the AFP. In one of those treaties, the neutrality of the Panama Canal is declared, records the ACP, at a time when the West is carrying out numerous sanctions to affect the Russian economy due to its military intervention in Ukraine. The objective of this neutrality is that both in times of peace and in times of war, the canal remains safe and open for the peaceful transit of ships from all nations on terms of complete equality, and the Canal Authority. During the last fiscal year, by the way, the list of the 15 largest users of the canal was led by the United States with 72.5%, while the last position was occupied by Spain with 1.6% of the load. Russia does not appear in that list of the main users of the canal, whose main routes connect in connecting China, Japan and South Korea with the east coast of the United States and South America and Europe. President Laurentino Cortizo announced on Thursday that as of Monday, the 7th of March, the Institute for the Training and Use of Human Resources, IFARU, will begin disbursing the Pass U scholarship and competition scholarships. That all starts on next Monday. A Spanish judge denied a request by former President Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal to file the process against him as a defendant for his possible link to a corruption and money laundering scheme involving the Spanish company Formento de Construcciones y Contratas, known as FCC, one of the largest contractors of the Panamanian government. According to the digital newspaper La Información, based in Madrid, Martinelli requested the dismissal after declaring by a video conference last December, but the judge of the National Court of Spain, Ismael Moreno, rejected said claim in an order issued on January the 24th because he sees no reason to agree to such a decision. The Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office and the Baltasar Garzón International Foundation had requested that the filing claimed by Martinelli be denied. And a guarantee judge in Colombia ordered on Thursday the capture of Diego Cadena, a lawyer of the former Colombian President Álvaro Uribe and former President Ricardo Martinelli. The decision was made after the Colombian Attorney General's office requested the capture and change of precautionary measure for non-compliance with the house arrest that Cadena had maintained since December of 2021. Apparently he was seen here in Panama on the 15th of February. The Colombian lawyer represented former President Ricardo Martinelli in a claim before the Spanish newspaper El Mundo for a story published in October 2019 referring to the case that managers of the construction company Formento de Construcciones y Contratas, FCC, are being followed for payments of bribes in Panama. United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken thanked Costa Rica, Panama and the Dominican Republic for their support for the Nicaraguan people in front of President Daniel Ortega. This was in a meeting with their foreign ministers in which they discussed migration, Honduras, Haiti and trade, his spokesperson reported on Thursday. And we've got, lastly, the Colón Free Zone. The ZLC was $171 million away from matching its 2021, the commercial movement it reported as of December 31st of 2019, 3 months before the first case of coronavirus was detected. The pandemic caused the second largest free zone in the world to close 2020 with a 20% drop in its commercial movement. The ZLC report indicates that in 2021, imports and re-exports totaled 18 $18,640 million, which meant a drop of 0.9% compared to 2019, but an increase of 29% against the movement of 2020, when the commercial complex operated with restrictions for more than 6 months. So, well, a little bit of good news, I guess, at the end there. And that's it. There's our look. We're looking at those stories in more detail a little bit later on, as I say, at 8 and 9 o'clock. I do like that. That is the Purple Disco Machine, I think it is, and Sophie and the Giants. And that was called In the Dark. This is another nice track for you this morning, Dancing Away in Tears, from Yola.
The music.
jolly song, Yola, and Dancing Away in Tears. You are listening to us on 89.3. It is The Breakfast Show. If you are keeping on the time, exactly 15 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Looking at some of the international news for you, don't forget, at the top of the hour. That is The Only Way Is Up. Yes, and the plastic population. And which reminds me, talking of plastic, good morning to Paul. Paul over there in the UK this morning sent me a good article. We could do some with some good news, Paul. Thank you for that one. It says here, the world is set to get a global treaty to tackle plastic pollution. Nearly 200 countries have agreed to start negotiations on an international agreement to take action on the plastic crisis. UN members are tasked with developing an overarching framework for reducing plastic waste across the world. There is growing concern that discarded plastic is destroying habitats, harming wildlife and contaminating the food chain. Now, supporters describe the move as one of the world's most ambitious environmental actions since the 1989 Montreal Protocol, which phased out ozone-depleting substances. They say just as the climate change has the Paris Agreement, plastic should have its own binding treaty, which sets the world on course for reducing plastic waste. Professor Stephen Fletcher of the University of Portsmouth advises the United Nations Environment Programme on plastic issues. He said that the plastic problem spans international borders and boundaries. One country can't deal with plastic pollution alone, no matter how good its policies are. He said, we need a global agreement to enable us to deal with the widespread challenges of plastic given us as a society. So there's a little bit of good news, but you're going to do something about that. The only other thing we need to do something about now, I guess, well, we need to do something about war, don't we? Oh, yes, indeed.
First you take a heart, then you break a heart. But before you do, you make it full for you. Then you give it back. You shouldn't do that. You see me walk that floor, just thinking of you. You see me walk that floor, baby, right out of my shoes. Somebody help me, please. Tell me. Just send an SOS. You're not hurt in distress. Won't somebody please take her place? Will I find her there? Searching everywhere. Why you break my heart? Then you break a heart. But before you do, you make it full for you. Then you give it back. Oh, you shouldn't do that. See me walk that floor, just a-thinking of you. You see me walk that front, baby, right out of my shoes. Somebody help me, please. Tell me what to do. Send me an SOS. Got my heart in distress. Won't somebody please take her place? Will I find?
Something has changed. I feel so.
There's Something Human from Muse, and by the way, was preceded there by the Sorrows, and that was a song called Take a Heart. Sorrows, a rock band formed back in 1963 over there in Coventry in Warwickshire in the United Kingdom by a guy called Pip Witcher, and were part of the British beat boom of the 1960s, and they were a fixture of the English mod scene as well, sometimes referred to as as freak beat. Remember those days well. And the Sorrows, that Take a Heart, believe it or not, that particular song came from 1965. Incredible. Into the distance there, the Pretenders, unmistakable voice of Chrissie Hynde, and that was called Kid, and that has brought us, well, we're just after the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Yes, indeed, you are listening to us on Cool FM 89.3. Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, from now right through till 10 o'clock this morning. We're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines for today. A huge blaze in a building at the site of Europe's biggest nuclear power station was extinguished on Friday, and officials said that the plant was operating normally, seized by Russian forces in heavy fighting that caused global alarm. Officials said that the fire at Zaporizhzhia compound was at a training center and not at the plant itself. An official at Energoatom, the state enterprise that runs Ukraine's four nuclear plants, said that there was no further fighting. The fire was out, radiation was normal, and Russian forces were in control. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed to Russians on Friday to stage protests over Russia's forces' seizure of the largest nuclear power plant in Europe, a building, as we said, at Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant. It was set ablaze during the intense fighting, Ukrainian authorities said on Friday. It did trigger fears of a potential nuclear disaster, and the blaze was later extinguished. NATO foreign ministers meet in Brussels on Friday to discuss Russia's invasion of Ukraine as Kyiv called on Western allies to implement a no-fly zone or provide them with more planes to protect civilians and infrastructure, including nuclear plants. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has consistently called for a no-fly zone since Moscow's invasion more than a week ago. But NATO allies have resisted a step that could drag them into the war with nuclear-armed Russia. Speaking ahead of the meeting in NATO's Brussels headquarters, Lithuania said that the alliance would be dragged into war if it were to enforce a no-fly zone. The Belarusian leader, Alexander Lukashenko, said on Friday that the Belarusian armed forces were not taking part and would not take part in Russia's military operation in Ukraine. A close Russian ally, Lukashenko, said that he spoke to President Vladimir Putin at length by telephone on Friday. Russia has used Belarusian territory to carry out a multi-pronged invasion of Ukraine. NATO will defend all its allies and territory against a Russian attack, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Friday as he arrived for a meeting of the alliance's foreign ministers in Brussels. Ours is a defensive alliance. We seek no conflict, but if conflict comes to us, we are ready for it and we will defend every inch of NATO territory, he told reporters, while condemning what he called Russian attacks on civilians in Ukraine. Britain's BBC said that access to accurate information was a fundamental human right, and it would continue its efforts to make its news available in Russia after the country restricted access to its Russian language websites. Access to accurate, independent information is a fundamental human right, which should not be denied to the people of Russia, millions of whom rely on BBC News every week, the BBC said on Friday. A suicide bombing at a mosque during Friday prayers in the northwestern Pakistani city of Peshawar has killed at least 30 people, police and hospital officials have said. The death toll is expected to rise substantially as many of the injured are in critical condition, police and hospital officials have said. The authorities have not said who may be behind the attack. A regional Indian party has claimed it will unseat Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, the BJP, in provincial elections in Uttar Pradesh state, the most crucial test for Modi before a general election in 2 years. The Hindu nationalist, the BJP, has maintained it will retain power in the bellwether state, which, with more than 200 million people, is India's most populous. And a fire at Tehran's main telecommunications building disrupted internet services on Friday, Iran's telecommunications minister said. It also said that the fire was caused by a malfunction in a power connection. A minor internet outage that occurred today in some areas of Tehran due to a power outage led to a fire at the LCT centre, which was quickly rectified and the backup system was quickly replaced. Ministry spokesman Mahdi Salem wrote on Twitter. Some of the things in the international news for you. As I say, we have to find some antidepressants. I think I've got some somewhere. Some good news. We'll find some of that for you a bit later on. Time on The Breakfast Show right now, though, is 6 minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all. Are you falling? Center of attention, you know you can get whatever you want from me. Whatever you want it, baby. It's you and my reflection. I'm afraid of all the things it could.
Because that's the Dua Lipa and Break My Heart. You know what, I just came back into the studio, I popped outside for a minute, and I said to you, gosh, you know what that sounds like, don't you? Exactly. Come on, Dua Lipa, find your own music.
Another one bites the dust.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
Just walking in the rain, getting soaking wet, torture in my heart by trying to forget. Just walking in the rain. So alone and blue, all because my heart still remembers you. People come to window, they always stare at me, shake their heads in sorrow, saying, who can that fool be? Just walking in the rain, thinking how we met. Knowing things could change, somehow I can't forget.
Oh gosh, that's going back in time, isn't it? Johnny Ray there and just walking in the rain. Well, shall we find out if that's what we're going to be doing today? I can tell you now, looking out the studio window, it certainly seems to be an improvement over yesterday. The sun is shining, which is all rather nice. shows up the dust a bit in the studio, but still very nice. Let's see what's happening. We're going to start, as we do, Costa Rica in the province of Colón. 31 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature for today, with 22 degrees Celsius being the minimum. 37 degrees will be the thermal sensation, with a relative humidity getting up there at a little bit at 85%. Now, let's take a look. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning. Chance of isolated showers in the afternoon. And it'll be cloudy again tonight. Now, let's take a look. Let's move over to this side of the isthmus, West Panama. Let's see what's happening there. 30 degrees Celsius, that is the maximum temperature, with 24 degrees Celsius being the minimum. 35 the thermal sensation, relative humidity down on this side to 74%, which is rather nice. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and cloudy tonight. Moving up to us here in the metropolitan area, 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 25 degrees the minimum, 36 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, relative humidity at 75%. Partially cloudy, you've got it, isolated showers in the afternoon, and cloudy to tonight. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, we're looking at 30 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, 25 degrees the minimum, 35 degrees thermal sensation, and believe it or not, their relative humidity is better than the rest of us, which is a change out there, isn't it? 73% the relative humidity. We are looking at partially cloudy this morning. Yes, you got it. Isolated showers this afternoon and cloudy tonight, so that's right across the province. Moving over to maritime conditions, let's take a look. We're going to start off with the tides today, starting on the Pacific. High tide was at 5.02 this morning, and that was 4.88 metres. Low tide, that'll be at 11.05 this morning, and that'll be minus 0.49 of a metre. High tide again, that's going to be at 5.24 in the afternoon, and that's going to be 5.06 metres up over the 5-metre mark. The next low tide, the last one on the Pacific, is at 11.27 tonight, and that'll be minus 0.4 of a metre. On the Caribbean Sea, let's take a look at the Caribbean. We're looking at high tide. That was at 2.42 this morning, 0.15 of a metre. Low tide, that'll be at 8.22 this morning, 0.03 of a metre. High tide again, 2.20 in the afternoon, 0.18 of a metre. And the last low tide, 8.52 tonight, minus 0.03 of a metre. So there we go, there are the tides for today. Now, looking at the sort of maritime conditions, if you are going to be out in the water, always take it easy, be careful. Looking at the Caribbean coast, we've got good conditions for this morning. 25 to 30 kilometre an hour winds, so it's going to be quite brisk, coming from the northeast, waves at 5 feet. In the afternoon, we do still have good conditions. We've got 25 to 30 kilometre an hour winds coming from the northeast. No change there. But the waves will come down a foot. They're going to come down to 4 feet in the afternoon. Moving over to the Pacific side, Pacific Ocean, we're looking at good conditions. No advisory for this morning. 15 to 20 kilometre an hour winds. The direction will be the north-northwest. And waves, well, they're just going to be at 1 foot. In the afternoon, what do we have for you? We have good conditions continuing. We've still got winds fairly brisk still at 20 to 25 kilometres an hour. Direction will change to the north, and the waves, they're going to increase a foot in the afternoon. So they're taking that foot from the morning in the Caribbean and sticking it in the Pacific in the afternoon, but still not too bad with just 2 feet waves. So the conditions look fairly good for today for you, if you're looking at going out and playing in your boat or whatever. So there we go, that's it, there's your weather for this morning.
Honey, you're not good to me. It's over now, hey, can't you see? I can look you in the eye. You'll never see me cry. Don't you know I'm not that strong?
been far too long. Well, there's nothing left to say. Please don't watch me walk away. I'll fall to pieces. Fall to pieces. Fall to pieces.
You just follow you.
first of those two came to from Blue House, and that was called Fall to Pieces. Followed on there, Culture Club, of course, Karma Karma Chameleon. Let me say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou just dropped us a little line this morning. Says a good day to everybody. Hope it stays cloudy. Nope, too late. It will be. Chance of a few showers in the afternoon and cloudy tonight, so you should be alright after midday. You asked if we could please play for you Big Yellow Taxi from Joni Mitchell.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. It tastes paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Ooh, ba, 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 ba. Ooh, ba, 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 ba. Hey, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can trouble and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show. right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
It's a life, it's a step, it's a need, it's bliss.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is that time of this morning's program where we take a look at some of the international business news for this morning. Quite a bit to get through as well. As stocks extended their losses for the week on Friday as investors piled into government bonds and gold for cover while scrutinizing the latest twists in Russia's escalating invasion of Ukraine, which included seizing a huge nuclear plant. Industrial metals, grains and oil gained while Asian shares mined 16-month lows after news of a fire later extinguished near a Ukraine nuclear facility following fighting with Russian forces. In Europe, the stocks index of 600 companies sank 1.4% to 431 points, hitting a new low for the year as the benchmark eyed correction territory, meaning down 10% from its highs. The MSCI All Country Stocks Index shed 0.6% to 686 points, down about 10% for the year. With a 25 basis point interest rate increase by the Federal Reserve later this month, now all but certain, economic data like US non-farm payrolls on Friday before the opening bell on Wall Street were taking a back seat, said Michael Hewson, Chief Markets Analyst at CMC Markets. Commodity markets were on track on Friday for their biggest weekly gains in years as the shuttering of Ukrainian ports and sanctions against Russia sent energy crop and metal buyers scrambling for replacement supplies. Russia is one of the world's biggest exporters of key raw materials, from natural gas to crude oil to aluminium and wheat. So the possible exclusion of supplies from the country due to sanctions has sent traders and importers into a frenzy. We're seeing the commodity melt up continue with no sign of a let-up, EDF and Man Capital Markets wrote in a note. The Russian ruble slumped to new record lows against the dollar on Thursday, though it closed the Moscow session little changed after Fitch and Moody's downgraded Russia's sovereign debt to junk status with steps by the central bank and finance ministry failing to halt its slide. Saudi Arabia's crown prince says he simply doesn't care whether Joe Biden misunderstands him. The prince, instead, is looking to his oil power to deliver his goals, according to sources familiar with Riyadh's thinking. Recognition from the American president that he's the real ruler of the kingdom and a stronger hand in the costly Yemen war. That's one reason why Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is resisting US pressure to pump more crude to lower the price of oil that has surged since Russia attacked Ukraine. Besides keeping Riyadh's oil pact with Moscow alive, the sources said. Alphabet Inc.'s Google said on Thursday that it had stopped selling online advertising in Russia, a ban that covers search, YouTube, and outside publishing partners. The move by the world's top seller of online ads by revenue follows similar pauses in Russia by Twitter Inc. and Snap Inc. after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In the light of the extraordinary circumstances where pausing Google ads in Russia, the company said in a statement, the situation is evolving quickly and we will continue to share updates when appropriate. Nike, Inc. said on Thursday it would temporarily close all its stores in Russia, joining a slew of Western brands that have suspended their businesses in the country following Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. The US sportswear maker had made merchandise purchases on its website and app unavailable in Russia earlier this week and directed its customers in the country to brick-and-mortar stores instead. IKEA, the world's biggest furniture brand, is closing its stores in Russia and pausing all sourcing in the country and ally Belarus as well, joining the wave of Western firms curbing business with Russia after its invasion of Ukraine. And Russia has decided to stop supplying rocket engines to the United States in retaliation for its sanctions against Russia over Ukraine. Dmitry Rogozin, head of the state space agency Roscosmos, said on Thursday, "In a situation like this, we can't supply the United States with our world's best rocket engines. Let them fly on something else. They're broomsticks. I don't know what," Rogozin said on state Russian television. The Sackler family owners of Purdue Pharma LP reached a deal with a group of attorneys, attorneys general, to pay up to $6 billion in cash to resolve widespread litigation alleging that they fueled the U.S. opioid epidemic, bringing the OxyContin maker closer to exiting bankruptcy. The attorneys general for eight states and the District of Columbia, who had blocked a previous settlement that included a $4.3 billion cash payment, announced the deal after weeks of mediation with the Sacklers. And lastly, the German state of Brandenburg has called a news conference for Friday, at which it is widely expected to approve Tesla's €5 billion, that's around about $5.5 billion, gigafactory near Berlin, if certain conditions are met. The approval procedure for the e-car and battery factory of the US company Tesla in Grüneheide in Brandenburg is nearing completion, the state government said in a statement. And that's it. That's some of the things in the business news for you this morning here on The Breakfast Show. Oh, Wicked Babylon. That's what it's called. It comes from Luciano here on The Breakfast Show. If you keep an eye on the time, we're 18 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Still to come this morning, we'll be checking in with Ingrid, of course, in the next hour to find out our Freaky Fun Facts Friday topic for today. Last hour this morning, we'll chat with Yasmin, of course, what, where and when, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And also we'll probably have a couple of tracks. So Yasmin likes to check out a couple of tracks of Born on This Day in Music. And we've got a few requests to get through right now. And let me say a very good morning to Yvette. Yvette dropped us a little note, said, Jerry, hope you're doing well. Have not listened to your program for a long while. I've got a boo sound effect somewhere, so I'll find it later. That's no problem, Yvette. Good to have you back. But considering the world mess right now, thanks to El Hijo de Putin. Like that. Maybe time to reconnect, at least via music. Have you played Give Peace a Chance from John Lennon lately? I haven't, but I'm going to now.
Two, one, two, three, four.
Yeah.
There we go, John Lennon, Yoko Ono there, and give peace a chance. Can always hope. Fingers crossed, Yvette. Perhaps that'll help. And let's move on. Anna Maria, good morning to you. I tell you what, it's nice we're getting all these people dropping us little notes this morning, because you know what, eh? Because Monday, school goes back, doesn't it? Yes. We're going to get our listeners back, all being well, that we lost 2 years ago. Hope so, because they all listen to it in the car, don't they, when they make their way to school with the kids, which is all rather nice. So Yasmin's told me to give me a list. She says, play some modern music for the kids. I thought this music was modern. Oh, well, never mind. Anyway, I digress. Anna Maria, good morning to you. She dropped a line. Happy Friday, Jerry D. Boys Don't Play by The Cure. Okay. Would you please play it? Of course I will. Let me just put it into the turntable like that. It's easy, isn't it? There we go. Yes, going out for Anna Maria this morning, and The Cure there. And Boys Don't Cry. If you are keeping an eye on the time, by the way, we are 8.5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And we've got the local news for you at 8 o'clock, and again at 9 o'clock this morning. So do stick around. I'll be with you right through till 10. We're going to be checking in with Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday, see what that topic's going to be. Yasmin will be looking at what, where and when for us later on this morning, and also probably a couple of Born on This Day in Music. Now, talking about music, let me get back to the request. Ashti, good morning to you. Ashti says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners, all of them. Have a great, healthy and peaceful weekend. Sun is out. Yes, it is. It is nice, isn't it? And requesting this beautiful version of. This is I Can See Clearly Now. And the version is by the Holly Cole Trio. And it goes like this. Got to push the button, you know.
I can see clearly now, rain is gone.
gonna be a bright, it's gonna be bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now.
Indeed, very, very nice, the version, isn't it? That is the Holly Cole Trio, and I can see clearly now. And you're not the only one, by the way, Ashley, that realised the sun was shining. I got a note here, says, good morning, could you please play Walking on Sunshine? I'm in an especially good mood this morning for no apparent reason. That comes from Renee. Take us up to the top of the hour. Katrina and the Waves. Walking on Sunshine.
Oh,
And there we go, yes, Karina and the Waves, walking on sunshine. Not just walking on sunshine, but walking off into the distance.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
No doubt during the course of your day you're going to have to make some concrete decisions, especially if you're working in the world of construction. And the best people to talk to are our friends at Cementos Progreso. They are the builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them. It's the dinner show that everybody's talking about, only at Emotions Dinner Theatre. Panama has never seen anything like this. Just go to Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Don't miss this fascinating Las Vegas-style performance. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Shows that are going to take you around the world. Emotions Dinner Theatre.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Dance forever.
we go. That's Mary Hopkins, and those were the days. Yes, those were the days, you know. Special surprise for you this morning. My guest, I've got a guest coming in on the studio. We'll take another piece of music, and then we will be talking to my guest, and that is Chef Extraordinaire, Rachel. Rachel Pohl is with us this morning, so we'll be talking to Rachel. And if you like your O'Halras, well, we've got plenty of those coming up for you, so we'll be talking about that. But right now, it's another one from the ladies. Yes, and going back to Those Were the Days with Marianne Faithfull. It. Yes, Marianne Faithfull, As Tears Go By. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial, and we're 26 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And as I said, we've got a great surprise for you this morning. Who hasn't heard of Chef Rachel Pohl?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Thank you for that introduction.
Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, you have been so busy. I mean, I'm sort of looking at all the things that you've accomplished and all the things you're doing. And I just said to Rachel, she sort of sat down and said, do you still cook? Because
yes.
I'm surprised you even have any time to do cooking.
Well, I do cook, and now I cook more than a lot.
Yeah.
And with El Bailon, which is, you know, this really cool project. I'm opening a live session here on Instagram
so everybody can good morning.
See the interview.
There we go. Oh, hello. Yeah, good morning.
Okay, there you go.
It's all very good, clever, isn't it, this technology? I can see, there's another one of me in there.
I know. Yeah, isn't that cool?
One's enough.
One's enough? That's probably what your wife would say.
Right.
Right.
Hey, listen, I tell you what, because I was looking, because you are a chocolatier. Yes. As well.
Yes.
And believe it or not, we've got something in common, because my family, going back to the end of the 1800s, were chocolatiers in Liverpool. And somewhere I actually have a picture of them standing outside of their shop in Liverpool. And you know, just like now with this, you know, all this sort of technology, I was able to go with Google Street, you know, and stand in front of what was their shop.
That is so nice.
Which is now an Indian takeaway.
Well, still works.
still food.
It's funny because I think that in London, the number one food is like curry.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
all
now,
the Indian influence. That's amazing.
Now, believe it or not, that is now the national dish. It used to be fish and chips.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
You know, and now it is actually curry.
Well, in Panama, I think arepas and are taking a toll on our national cuisine.
So, now, tell me, because with El Payón, you'd be Pailón, is it Pailón?
Pailón.
Yeah, Pailón.
Yeah.
You've really sort of some amazing feats. I mean, Guinness Book of Records.
Yes.
Was it the world's largest patagon?
With the largest patagon. Well, that was like previous becoming El Pailón.
Okay.
So, El Patacón más grande del mundo, or the largest fried plantain, mm-hmm. as Guinness Record stated.
Right.
Because they don't have patacón. It's like, okay, it's fried plantain. They, I was the chef behind that project.
Right.
And when that project was over, I'm like, we gotta do this again. So we built El Pailón, which is like an ongoing gastronomic social project.
Right.
So we did, after Patacón, we did El Arroz con Pollo más grande de Panamá, which mm-hmm. is the largest rice and chicken.
Sure.
And then we did El Sancocho, which was super sancocho. It wasn't the largest because when it was El Centenario, there was this company who made like a really, really huge sancocho, which was larger than this one.
Okay.
But that was like a one-time thing. And for this one, we called it super sancocho because the traditional Panamanian mm-hmm. sancocho mm-hmm. only has ñame, which is,
is that
one
right?
specific
root. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So this one we added more veggies because what we wanted was to really have a nutritious dish
mm-hmm.
to give away. So it had, you know, more like a big soup, like a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
it still had all the flavor and all the taste and all the love that you put into a traditional Panamanian sancocho.
Mm-hmm.
And now in this edition, instead of making the largest of, what we're making is thousands of.
Okay.
So we're still making something in a large scale, which is thousands and thousands of hojaldra. That's mm-hmm. why we call it hojaldratón, which is pretty much like a marathon, but also like a telethon. So
right,
it's kind of
right.
like a, you know, game words there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing 10,000 hojaldras.
Wow.
Which is, I still don't know how we're going to do it.
One at a time.
One at a time. I guess that's the best answer you can give. How are you going to make this? One at a time. One at a time.
And that's wonderful.
It's over 2 days.
Yeah.
It's next Friday. So mm-hmm. next Friday at this time, I'm going to be sweating and going crazy probably, but really happy because I really enjoy this project. They bring life to my life, and I know that I'm also bringing food to people's lives.
I mean, it's all in a great cause.
Absolutely. It's amazing. I know you read a lot of books and stuff, and, you know, like all these gurus tell you, like, if you do what you love and you help people and mm-hmm. all that stuff, mm-hmm. and it sounds a lot of cliche kind of thing, but then you go, like, it's true.
Oh, sure.
It's true. There is so much, you get so much to your soul when you give.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do it, you can't stop. It's
no,
like
no. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it's I mean, and also it's like one of these things. You know, I remember when I sort of first started in business many years ago, and I always wanted to be reasonably successful, which fortunately I was in my line of business, and so I was able to get things which I always sort of thought, oh yeah, this is great. But what you do find out is that they're absolutely useless if you've got nobody to share them with.
Absolutely.
And it's exactly the same kind of
thing
as, you know, it's great doing these things, but unless you're actually doing it or using something you have in order to give pleasure to somebody else.
Absolutely.
You know, that is a reward. You know,
it's soulful. I don't know how to explain it. It's like it really feeds your soul, and it makes you believe in humanity, and I don't know, it's so many things at the same time.
Right now we need to believe in humanity.
Totally. It's crazy. And every, you know, now, as much as we see bad news everywhere, I think that now with the internet, we can also see the little things happening.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you see, like, all these videos and all this, how do you say that, people who just help without, you know, expecting anything to change, just because they see people and they know people need help, especially in Ukraine. How they are adopting kids or taking care of kids, you know, while their parents are fighting a war or anything. So you see this, and it makes you believe in humanity.
No, no, absolutely. I mean, I was watching a piece last night in Poland, and they were talking with this family. They've got a couple of kids, and they've got pets, whatever. And they've got one of their rooms. They converted it. All their neighbors gave furniture, and they're giving money to food. And they're taking in a family with kids in that. And she says, no, we don't speak the same language, but it doesn't matter. We communicate. And the kids, they said, they just play. And she says, so many good people come forward and do good things.
I heard there is this app or page or something where people can post if they can take refugees.
So
if wherever you are, you go into this page, and they tell you how many rooms or how many people they can take. And I think that's so wonderful.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. Absolutely.
So, going back to El Pailon.
Right. Yes, we don't want to go into that.
Yeah. I don't want to talk. I don't talk politics, religion, or COVID. Those are my three subjects I don't talk about. You are entitled to your own opinion and beliefs. That's what I think about.
Absolutely. You're quite right.
So, next Friday, this is how it's going to work. So, next Friday, we're going to make, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning, we're going to start making our hojaldras, and around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, we're going to start distributing them to all the schools and different comedores. I don't know how you say comedores. Suddenly, I forgot how to say comedor. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm sure people can understand what
I'm
trying to say. And so that's what we're going to do on Friday. And that's going to go like until 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So it's probably like the whole day. We're going to have the first lady with us on Friday.
Good.
She's going to go with us to give the food. And then on Saturday, we are inviting the people. So this is where all your followers go. On Saturday, starting at noon, we're going to have hojaldras for people in exchange for school supplies.
Oh, that's good. Okay,
so
excellent.
If you bring a box of pencils, pens,
books,
crayons. We're not
writing notebooks. Notebooks,
yes.
Exactly.
Notebooks. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can exchange that. You make your donation, and then you're gonna get your hojaldra in exchange.
Oh, how nice is that?
So in that way, we can, you know, keep paying forward this message, and then next week we're gonna go, and instead of giving food, we're gonna give all the supplies to areas where kids really
need
it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah.
So that's the way that, you know, and everybody can pitch in. Everybody can come and join us. We're going to have our sponsors there with their, you know, something going on. We're going to have like a picnic area so you can sit down and enjoy your hojaldra and see how it's made.
I was going to say, is there a sort of special technique to making a really good hojaldra?
I think this is like anything in life, you just have to develop your own.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, it's easier if I use a rolling pin.
Okay.
And then I see people telling me, are you crazy? You have to pull it. So what I usually do is I open it with a rolling pin, and then I stretch it with my hand before putting it in the oil. But some people just stretch it, and they don't use a rolling pin. Again, hey, whatever works for you.
Because Yasmin was asking me the other day, what sort of, you know, over in the UK, what is our equivalent of an hojaldra? And I don't think we have
fried dough? Which fried dough do you have?
Well, we had donuts.
Well, I say this is our local donut because some people put sugar on it.
Right, that's right.
A lot of people, and I don't know what's your favorite way, but, you know, some people eat it with, like, stewed hot dogs, you know, some people put cheese on top, some people like the yellow cheese, some people like the white cheese, some people make sandwiches out of it, some people add honey, some people add sugar or cinnamon sugar. So, again, like anything in the kitchen, you know, creativity is the limit.
Endless.
The sky's the limit.
Now, with all of this that you're doing, and, you know, you are a chef yourself, so you can do anything, really. What is your favorite? What is the thing that you enjoy cooking yourself?
That's a tough one. I can tell you what I enjoy eating.
You know, that's good.
Because cooking is like, I enjoy cooking. It doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
And there are some things I like more than others. I do have the patience for small things, like empanadas, like making small empanadas.
Right.
Or doing that. like, I have to be in the mood, like, you know. Mm-hmm. But I love sitting down and, you know, maybe putting a TV on or music and just, you know, start doing them and freezing. And then, I, you know, have my freezer stuck with goodies. I love making chocolate. I don't make it as much as I should. It's a lot of work. But when I do it for the events that I have, it's amazing. I enjoy a lot working with chocolate.
I got hooked. There was a series on Netflix.
Oh, you saw
with
that
the chocolatier, the French chocolatier.
Amaury Guichon.
And I mean, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
I haven't watched the whole series yet. I saw, I think, the first chapter or something.
Yeah. But you get hooked on it because you say, "Oh, what's he going to do next?" I mean, the guy's a genius in what he can do.
The thing is that to be a chocolatier, it's a lot. It's funny because I tell my students sometimes that when people go into cooking school, they think they go into cooking school because they won't have to see math, they don't have to see numbers, they don't have to, you know, chemistry or all that stuff. It's just cooking. It's, you know, it's
I'm surprised I'm not a chef.
Well, funny thing is that when you're into cooking, the first thing I do with my recipes is, you know, scale them up or down, and that's math 101.
Right.
Or when I do baking, I do everything based on percentages.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know how to turn things into percentages.
Right.
Like doing this hojaldra, I had to schedule and measure and add up and multiply to see how much of each ingredient I needed to make sure we would reach the 10,000 hojaldras.
Right.
So believe me, if you go into cooking school, you're going to see a lot of math.
So there you are. Let there be a lesson to you, because I keep telling you, you know, if you don't want to do maths, you don't want to do that, you can do a radio program. Although you still have to do maths because you have to know track number one, track number two.
No, and if you have a specific amount of hours
or
minutes, then you got to know how many minutes is each song, how many minutes you give to each interview, how many minutes are commercials, and everything adds up. Everything is math in life.
Everything is math.
And then, on the other hand, it's engineer. What you see in this show is a lot of engineer, because for the showpieces, for example, not to fall down, you got to know where to put how the structure needs to be built. So, in that case, I've done chocolate sculptures, and it's not easy, especially with this weather. That's something we don't talk about.
And one of the things one of the things he gave them specifically to do was based on construction. You have to work out how much this can take. You have to put this in such a way. Otherwise, and it did with one, it just fell apart.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's incredible. I mean, I really enjoyed that. I mean, you know. Now, tell me, I mean, being a chocolate, how does our chocolate rate in Panama?
That's a tough question. Because I think we're getting there. I think a lot of effort has been put into coffee more than cacao. I think now people are starting to see that there's potential in our cacao. There's a lot of work that cacao needs. Different from, because the process of making chocolate from bean to bar, it's very different from the coffee one. Especially because once you harvest the cacao pod, you need to ferment it and then dry it. And that fermentation process needs to be very well controlled. If it's not very well controlled, and the drying process is not very well controlled, then you're going to have flavor failures.
Okay.
And it tastes like earth, or it tastes like mold, or it's when you open the pot in the inside, the amount of humidity, or, you know, it's very, very delicate. So the problem that I've been seeing that we've had for such a long time is that the indigenous people, which are the most people who are in charge or are working with cacao, they usually don't have this process very, very right. And once they get to the place where they need to sell the cacao, they open the beans and they see the failures and they pay them very little. Because it's not, you know, a high-end, well-treated beans. And what has been happening is that many of these places or these people pay more for the pickup that takes them from their farms to the cooperative place, and they say, so why am I doing this?
So they're making
if they're
a
not
loss.
Making, making I'm not a making loss. That much money. So they have abandoned many cacao farms, And then now they're going into palm tree for palm oil.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Which mm-hmm. is very detrimental for the
sure.
soil.
Mm-hmm.
It's not sustainable. So there's a lot of work to do, and it's going. I mean, it's mm-hmm. not like, it's not happening. There are a lot of companies are now trying to get in there and try to teach them the right way to ferment and dry, because the fermentation process needs to be done on site.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The second you cut down the pod from the tree, fermentation process starts.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
even if you haven't mm-hmm. opened the pod yet,
mm-hmm.
It's still fermenting.
Okay.
So it's complicated. Cacao, it's very interesting, but it's very also
yeah, yeah.
detailed.
And our climate here is favorable to...
Oh, absolutely, yes. We are in the right, mm-hmm. I don't know how to call that.
Yeah, in the band.
There you go.
There we go.
The band where cacao is grown. But yes, so we have the climate. What we need is, you know, the right training and the love for the craft. Because like anything else, you got to love what you do and you got to be proud of the product that you are cultivating and how you treat that product once you harvest.
Okay, well, we're going to take a piece of music, and then we'll be back with our special guest, Chef Rachel Pohl, and we're going to play this one from Deacon Blue, Chocolate Girl.
Alan doesn't understand her. He only thinks in numbers. He only drinks in restaurants where the girls are fully covered. He can't trust his yearning. Pretending his temper's dread so much by work, his heart is generally. He calls her the chocolate girl. Can he think she knows when he touches her? She knows she's a chocolate girl. Cause she's broken up in sorrow, wrapped in bits of silver.
There we go. That was Deacon Blue and Chocolate Girl. And, well, not just chocolate, everything. Anything to do with cooking is my guess. We got Rachel, Chef Rachel Pohl with us this morning. And we got this. Let's just remind everybody about the big event which is coming up, which yes. is Ojaldratón.
Ojaldratón.
There we go.
So yes, we are El Pailón Panamá with El Ojaldratón, which is our next project, which is going to be next Friday and Saturday at El Parque Omar. We're inviting all of you to join us on Saturday starting noon.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a lot of fun things to do and bring your school supplies so you can exchange them for a nice hojaldra, so you can enjoy with our picnic area and share the love with all these kids who are going to receive this hojaldras.
That's wonderful.
The idea is to, you know, with a back to school on Monday, most kids who probably haven't been in a school in over 2 years. I mean, like a third grade kid has never gone to school.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it?
It's crazy that we've been like this for 2 years. So, and many of these kids don't have all the supplies or don't have their lunch boxes or they don't have, you know, like something to snack on. So we are building for them this, like a little lunch box with the hojaldra, some salchichita guisada, some cheese, some beverages. We're looking for fruits as well, so we can have like a nice lunch box and give these kids this food, because probably they wake up really, really early in the morning. Sometimes they walk for hours to get to school. And then maybe this is going to be like their only meal in the day. So we really connect with that and try to make the best out of what we're giving them.
Sure. So how many people will you have helping you cook? I mean, you're not going to do it all on your own.
No. For the whole project, like everything that is involved before, during, and after, it's like around 300 people.
Right.
Which is a lot of people.
Yeah.
Then this Tuesday, we're going to have our induction for all the volunteers who are going to be working at the kitchen. So they know what they have to do, where they have to stand, what each one has to do, because this is like a little, you know, machinery. Once you start rolling, you gotta get on, you know, like a little circuit. Okay, you do this, I do this, you do this, I do this. So we have one that is going to be bringing the dough out, the other one who is opening the dough and throwing it into the oil, and another one that we're calling the Mecedor de Venecia, which is the guy who's going to have the long
paddle
to turn over and take out the hojaldras. So you only have to do one job, but you have to do it repetitively for a long time, and that's tiring. On the other hand, what we, you know, every time you learn and you try to make things a little better, we also learned that in the previous pailones, our volunteers would really get tired. And there are a lot of hours where you don't do a lot of things, and then there are hours where you just have to go. And by the time that happens, they have been there from very early in the morning. So we have divided the hours.
Okay.
So now we have like
shifts.
Okay, shifts. So now we have two shifts during the morning. We have another shift in the for Saturday. So when you volunteer, you can volunteer for a specific time, depending if you work or if you go to school, or if you have something to take care of.
So you can
volunteer for a specific time.
Okay,
we're
wonderful.
Almost full. The volunteers are almost full. But you can always check if especially if you're good at opening hojaldras, or you think you're good at opening hojaldras. Because we did a test. Again, numbers, right? We did a test of how many hojaldras can a person open per minute. That way we can scale it up and see how many hours, minutes, people we need.
When you say open, is
which stretch.
That's the stretching process.
Yes, stretching the dough. And it was taking us, like, forever. So someone who doesn't know how to open an hojaldra can take them a minute, which is 60 hojaldras per hour, which is nothing. If we're trying to make 10,000. Exactly. So you got to do at least 2 hojaldras per minute. Which is 30 seconds to roll and open. Roll, stretch, and throw into the
Wow. Okay, so if anybody's listening who's an experienced hojaldra opener, get in touch with Rachel.
Yes.
So, now tell me, is there anything special about the dough that is used for hojaldras?
No, we actually have a really nice recipe that we tried and tested and developed because we didn't want it to have milk or eggs.
Okay.
For two reasons. One, we wanted to develop a recipe that anybody could make with very basic ingredients, flour, sugar, salt, water, a little bit of oil. That's it.
Okay.
And a little baking powder.
Okay.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, because we're going to be there for hours, we didn't want to have raw ingredients that could develop any salmonella or anything. So we don't want to have raw eggs on our dough. We don't want to have milk that can, you know, perish and ruin the dough. So for those two reasons, we just developed a really lean, nice dough that works wonderfully. And you have a crunchy outside and a really nice, fluffy crumb in the inside. And it's really amazing. I've tested this recipe. I've made so many already that I'm really happy with this recipe. And you can find the recipe at El Pailón Panamá. If you don't find it, I'm going to make sure we post it today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So everybody can have that recipe and you can make it over the weekend and let me know if it worked for you or how it was.
That's wonderful. And what have you got? What are your aspirations for the future then? I mean, you've done O'Haldra's, you've done Patagonia, you've done San Gotcho, you know. You've done Arroz con Pollo.
We did Arroz con Pollo. Mm-hmm. I would love to. I have very specific
Tres leches.
No, Arroz con leche.
Yes, that is one of my favorite dishes. Simple rice pudding.
I would love to make rice pudding. I would love to make a huge chow mein with the Chinese community.
Oh, that would be cool.
That is a dream.
Have a word with the wife.
Ah! I will. I will like to have this really, you know.
What a wonderful, that's
a
great idea. That's a great idea.
A lot of fun. I would love to make tamal de olla.
Oh, right, yeah. That's a favorite of mine as well. I really enjoyed that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. As you can see, I know maybe chow mein doesn't sound like a Panamanian dish, but I'm pretty sure it's like the curry in London, you know? I mean, everybody has chow mein. You go to a fonda, every fonda has Chinese food. I mean, it's part of how cultures are, you know, mixing in with
Absolutely.
Local cultures. Yeah. So, and I would also like to make, what was the other? I forgot. But I'm sure I'll remember and I'll let you know.
And you were mentioning earlier on, but you do teaching.
I teach at a university. I'm starting, hopefully, in a couple of months with a pastry program. The International Hotel, that's where I teach.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because nobody likes pastry. I mean, everybody goes into cooking school like, whatever. I just have to go through that class and be over with. And then I make sure that they fall in love with pastry. I make sure that they understand how important dessert is at the end of a meal. If you had a bad meal but you have a good dessert, you're gonna end up you're gonna leave happy. If you have a good meal and a bad dessert, you're gonna remember how bad the dessert was. So dessert is like the last best bite that you're gonna have, and you're gonna make it really special.
Or if you have a really good meal, you've got no room for dessert.
There you go. That's us. We call those main course mafia. That's what we call them. Pastry chefs call the savory chefs main core mafia because they fill them up, and then when dessert's coming, they go like, oh, no, I don't want any dessert. We're full. No. That's a second stomach. We all have it.
Well, it was like last night we had something to eat, and I'm full. I left a bit and said, and Christina, I said, well, I've got a little bit room left for my ice cream.
There you go. You can't say no. That's a separate stomach we all develop
for the
sweet part.
Rachel, it's been wonderful. Thank you so much.
I can't believe I haven't been here in your studio before and everything
we've been Zooming.
I know. I hate Zoom.
You know, well, we do now, but it was very useful at the time.
Yes, it was. I can't complain. It was very useful, and I still love that some meetings are okay for that, but some other ones, you just want that contact, the real eye contact, the energy, the love, the everything.
You get to know somebody then personally. Yes. But it's like in my old days of trading, and the guys, you know, you say, oh yes, well I know. So I said, you don't know him till you've taken him out to lunch, and you know who his wife is, and you know who the children are like.
That's
then
true.
When you start to get to know somebody,
absolutely.
And it becomes a friendship, not just a, you know, not
like
just
today.
Absolutely, and you're welcome here anytime.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
much.
And
tell your agent where we are. Yes.
I will.
Oh, Rachel, thank you so much.
And thank you so much. We expect you to join us next
12th,
Saturday, right?
12th.
Come to the park, Parque Omar. It's going to be where the Anfiteatro is, which is where they make Musicalia.
Oh, that's right.
That's where we're going to have our huge pileup. Come and join us. Come and say hi.
I will.
Bring your school supplies. Try the hojaldra and have a good time.
Look forward to it.
Thank you so much, Rachel Paul.
Chef Rachel Paul with us here on this morning's breakfast show. Lovely to have her here with us. Doing some great work, so thanks for that. And tell you what, just a couple of minutes, taking us to the top of the hour. This is DeFaze and the Radio Big Band from Frankfurt. And it's Death by Chocolate.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama, and Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows Las Vegas style in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7 p.m. to 3 a.m, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245. Or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quiera. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back. Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progreso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progresso.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go. That is Bobby Gentry and I'll Never Fall in Love Again. Time on the Breakfast Show, 20 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Plenty more to come on this morning's program. We're going to take another piece of music. After that, well, we will check in with Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. Pushed it back a little bit because we were chatting with Chef Rachel Pohl. Great to have her here with us in the studio this morning. Also, Yasmin will be looking at what, where and when, what we can be doing, where and when we can be doing it. And also a couple of tracks from this day in music.
Walking over on the dance floor. It's her fault.
fault, but what did she do? Tell me, baby.
Jerry, hey, yes, how you doing? Whoo! It's been a week, a long carnival-oriented week since I've talked to you all. Oh, my goodness, I have missed you. I miss you all, and I wanted to tell you so. I want to tell all three of your listeners, Jerry, that I miss them. And hearing them laugh and giggle and say such nice things about your music and Yaz's choice of the good songs that she shows us on Friday. Anyways, so today is indeed Freaky Friday Fun Facts. I had an incident last night where the people have a hostel that close to this house, and some people decided to arrive at 2:48 last night, and they're still partying and having such a good time. I was like, why didn't they do that during Carnival? No, they waited until after Carnival so they don't get busted. So today's information is going to be about sleep insomnia. So your Freaky Friday Fun Facts are about sleep insomnia. All right, number one. Did you know insomnia can be hereditary? A research on the genome-wide analysis of insomnia disorder found that insomnia was connected to a certain genetic variation of chromosome 7 and 9. The chromosome 7 is found to be a close to a gene linked in brain development and electrical signaling for sleep. Similarly, a research on the Sleep Journal said about 35% of people with insomnia had a history of insomnia in their family. Number two, did you know pets can have insomnia too? Some pets were found to have sleep disorders. Canine insomnia is often termed as a symbol of anxiety or stress or unrelated chronic medical condition in dogs. It can also occur due to the lack of proper exercise that is often observed in older dogs. Number three, did you know sleeping pills do not cure insomnia? Sleeping pills are often prescribed for insomniacs. According to the National Sleep Foundation, 1 in 4 Americans take some type of medication every year to help them sleep. Yeah, it's called a shot of bourbon. Now, however, the sleep specialists do not have any evidence for medications that can cure insomnia. They focus more on a cognitive therapy lessons for patients to help them sleep better. Did you know, number four, women are more likely to have insomnia? Yeah, we're staying up all night thinking about our old man who's doing some bad stuff in the street. Yeah, I heard. Oh, okay. According to the National Sleep Foundation, women are 2 times more likely to have insomnia than men. Sleeplessness during the night in women is seen due to frequent hormonal changes because of their menstrual cycles, pregnancy, menopause, or similar reasons. Yeah, we got all this going on. No wonder we can't sleep. Number five. Did you know insomnia can be fatal? Fatal familial insomnia is a rare genetic disease caused by a protein formed due to a genetic abnormality. This disease prevents a person from falling asleep and thus leading to death due to sleep deprivation. It also affects the brain function, causes memory loss, lack of motor functions, and hallucinations. And it's also, what I understand, a great torture. Number 6, did you know insomnia increases alcohol abuse? Yeah, okay. According to a study published in the American Journal of Psychiatry, participants with insomnia were about twice as likely to report using alcohol to sleep compared with those without insomnia. Insomnia, if not treated in the right way, can cause an increase of alcohol abuse, thus giving rise to the other liver and lung diseases. Okay, so we're not going to have a shot if we're not sleeping. Okay, that was a bad suggestion. Number 7, did you know insomnia increases car accidents? According to the study conducted by the National Health Sleep Awareness Project, people who had difficulty falling asleep were 2 times more likely to die from a motor vehicle injury and 1.5 times more likely to die from any other fatal injury than people who don't suffer from sleep disorders. So if you don't sleep well, you're gonna die. Sorry, that was bad. Number 8, chronic smoking can lead to insomnia in adults. Several researchers on insomnia has found that chronic cigarette smokers tend to have more cases of insomnia symptoms, which include lack of sleep or longer sleep latency, higher rapid eye movement, sleep density, and more episodes of obstructive sleep apnea. That's when you have to wear those cute little machines in your bed and it blows the air in your eye. No, okay, those are fun. Number 9. No, they're not. Insomnia can trigger migraines. A survey research by UNC done on poor sleep habits found that people with poor sleep hygiene reported having chronic headaches and feeling tired after waking up. Migraine patients who changed and improved their sleep hygiene routines had significant improvement in frequency and intensity of their headaches. And number 10, did you know that yoga can help with insomnia? Yoga doesn't cure insomnia, but it helps reduce the stress and anxiety, which is sometimes the cause of sleeplessness. Yoga services such as complementary to address the issue of sleeplessness in a holistic way. Amazing. So there's lots of things to know about sleepless, like Sleepless in Seattle. That was a good movie too. I like that, with Tom Hanks. Oh yeah. He's got a new movie out. I hope Andreas will review it and we can talk about it. So it's been an interesting week, just to let you know that we expected here in El Valle a lot of noise and people breaking the law and rules about not having social gatherings with Carnival. And that didn't happen, or at least I didn't hear it. The people here were actually pretty well behaved. I didn't hear any loud parties going on, and only one night of fireworks. It was actually pretty quiet. I got a lot of work done in the yard. Did things, you know, that you wouldn't maybe normally do. Get things cleaned up and instead of partying my buns off and running out and screaming, agua, agua, agua. No, it was getting things done around the house, getting things cleaned up, getting things moved around, gardening going and, you know, just whatnot. So it was actually very calm. I hope it was calm for all you guys out there. I am looking forward to this cold front moving through because it's been a bit rainy and wet up here. And, you know, it's supposed to be the dry summer season. And I'm hoping this is just a cold front moving through and it'll clear up so we get some more sunshine back. We had a couple of nice fires in the fireplace and cooked out on the grill. And very low key, a couple glasses of wine and that was it. You know, nice and mellow. Anyways, and I have had a sleepless night last night. That's one of the reasons why today's Freaky Friday Fun Facts is about insomnia. No, and I just have to go out there and play my music really loud when they go to sleep in a few minutes. All right. I am happy to report everything is good here. Hope everything is good there. Keep washing your hands. And back to you in the studio.
Of the lonely night.
Oh,
and then
there is, this sums up Ingrid's night last night, doesn't it? Last night didn't get to sleep at all from Fifth Dimension. You are listening to us on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Call FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Let's take a wander down and see what's happening down the other end of the studio, shall we? Morning, Yaz.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah, it's always a happy Friday. It's been a short week this week, hasn't it? It's been rather nice.
Oh, yeah.
I think we could get used to this.
No.
No? No? No?
No, one day is enough, not 3 days.
Oh, I don't know. I think it was interesting what Ingrid was saying about sort of the lack of noise, because here in the city, of course, it was really quiet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we didn't have any sort of noise at all, because everybody left.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. They all went into the interior, so, yeah. It was, because, I mean, even when, you know, when we have carnival, they do have it here in the city as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, yeah, it was really strange, just non-event.
Mm-hmm.
Next year.
Yeah.
Yes. I know you love carnival.
Just for the 3 days.
Just for, now you see, there you are, now you're just complaining about the 3 days.
But not a lot. Just one.
So how's your week been? I mean, what did you do with your 3 days?
We went to Serra Sul, and freezing in there, so we couldn't sleep at night.
There you go, you see. You don't need the noise.
Mm-hmm. I had to close all the windows because it was freezing.
Mm, wow.
And even with that, we couldn't sleep.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Don't you have a fire?
No.
No.
And then the next day was raining.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. But it was nice, you know, relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed my time off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, how much entertainment have we got going on this week?
Oh, let me check. I have a few.
Okay.
For example, this month is Francophony month, March. Remember, the Alianza Francesa French Embassy are celebrating this month, the Francophony month. And it's going to be from March the 10th to April the 2nd.
Oh, okay.
So you can go to their Instagram account and get more information about all the activities that they're going to have. And one of those is the one that I really love. It's named Activación de la Mediateca.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be on Saturday the 12th of March from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. at Alianza Francesa.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be celebrating the Day of Women Rights.
Okay.
And it's going to be the special guest, Jackie Plummer. She's a very nice Panamanian singer. She's going to be singing there at that event. And also, they're going to have workshops for kids. They're going to be selling crepes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like crepes?
Mm-hmm. I do.
And smoothies. And also, they're going to have a book fair. So that's going to be very nice. Of course, I want to be there with my son on Saturday, March the 12th.
Okay.
And also, you can go to their social media and get more information about it. It's totally free.
Okay. What time is that again?
From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay. And then after that, you can go along to Paki Omar.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, go and get your
Ojaldra. Okay, that sounds like a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
Also, our friends of Gramo Dance, remember them?
Mm-hmm, yep.
At Cielo, they're going to have an activity, and of course they invited us already to the media presentation. The name of the performance is Sin Retorno, directed by Angelica Acuña.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we're going to be there to enjoy this performance. But people can go from the 10th, okay, the 10th, 11th, and 12th of March at 8 p.m. Cielo is located in Parque Lefebvre.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go to their social media and get the directions. And this is going to be a very important presentation also. Sin Retorno is the name of the performance.
No return.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want me to continue with Born
let's
Today?
Let's do one of your pieces of music.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Born Today in Music, but in 1936, Eric Allandale. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From British soul band The Foundations, who scored the 1967 UK number one single, Baby Now That I Found You. Baby yeah. Now That I Found You.
That's the one.
And the 1969 US number three single, Build Me Up a Buttercup. The group was the first multiracial group to have a number one hit in the UK in the 1960s.
Yes, I remember it well.
Hmm.
Want to hear it?
Yes, I love that song.
Yeah, me too. There we go. There's one that brings back good memories, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, played it then, playing it again. Playing on Forces Radio Charger back in the day.
Oh, yes. Lovely song.
Great music.
Mm-hmm.
And, right, what else is happening?
Okay, also, Mac Museum, they have a container. Do you know that? They have a container that travels around the
Oh, really?
Country.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, right now, that container is at Panama Pacifico.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be amazing because the container is full of art and culture. And this weekend they're going to have on Saturday a video club with Panalandia. That's going to be at 7 p.m. and it's open for everyone.
Okay, that's
also
good.
Also on Sunday they're going to have a conversation with Cisco Medel from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. and it's also open to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Also you can check their Instagram because they have different activities with this container here at Panama Pacifico. Panama Pacifico is a lovely place. It's like a different country, right?
Yes.
I love there.
It is a different country because you've got to get across the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is going to be really, really interesting to go there. Also, this weekend, let me check, this is on a Sunday at 8 a.m. El Arte de Vivir at City of Knowledge. They're going to have their event as every weekend, Panama Respira.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like a breathe activity workshop. that they're going to have, and they're inviting everybody to go there this Sunday at 8 a.m. And also they're going to have the same event next Saturday at 5 p.m. at City of Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to the Instagram of City of Knowledge and get more information there.
Excellent.
And that's all that I have for now.
All right. Well, what's our second piece of music?
Okay. The next one is What Happened Today in Music. But in 1963, the Beach Boys released Surfing USA, a song with lyrics by Brian Wilson, set to the music of Sweet Little 16. Written by Chuck Berry,
mm-hmm.
Billboard ranked Surfing USA the number one song in 1963.
Good. And do you know what? I learn something every day because I didn't realize that it was set to the music of Sweet Little 16.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. You live and learn.
Blonde hair, surfing USA. You'll catch them surfing at
Nell,
Ventura County
line,
Santa Cruz and
Pinta,
the Caribbean,
inside,
all over Manhattan, and down the Bohemian Way. Everybody's gone
surfing
USA. We'll all be planning.
In Boston and Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis and down in New Orleans, all the cats gonna dance with Sweet Little 16. Sweet Little 16, she just got to have about a half a million famed autograph. Her wallet filled with pictures, she gets them one by one. Become so excited, watch her look at her run. Oh, mommy, mommy, please may I go? It's such a sight to see somebody steal the show. They'll be rocking on bandstand in Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas,
got the grown-up blues. Tight dresses and lipstick. She's sporting high-heel shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning she'll have to change her train and be sweet 16 and back in class again. But they'll be rocking in Boston, Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, and round the Frisco Bay.
Well, there you go. You can certainly tell the difference. Well, the sameness, mm-hmm. can't you guys?
Yes,
definitely. Yeah, so there you are. Chuck Berry is the sweet little 16, mm-hmm. which was the basis of the music for Surfing USA.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah, there we go. We live and learn, don't we?
Yeah.
And what are you going to be doing over the weekend? Well, yes, we know what you're going to be doing, don't you? Because you told us.
Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, yes.
Oh, no, you didn't tell us because that was next weekend. What are you doing this weekend?
Yeah, this weekend, I mean, we're going to get ready to go back to the school.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
Yeah, and also on Sunday, I got an invitation from Panama Sostenible and the British Embassy.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have an event called Brooklyncito. This is the closing of the first part of this project, which is about Barrio Limpio and Sostenible, cleaning and sustainable area.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
That's going to be on Sunday, so I'm mm-hmm. going to be there, and I can tell you more next week.
Well, you see the ambassador, no doubt?
Yes, he's going to be there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. tell him we said hello.
Mm-hmm, sure.
All right, Maria, good. You have a great weekend.
Thank you, you too.
And Ian, looking forward to school?
Kind of.
After 2 years vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have a wonderful weekend, yes.
Thank you, too, and everyone, mine.
Take us out of this morning's program for Cedric. So we could play Memories from Cats. There we go, yes, for Cedric this morning, taking us out of the programme. Elaine Page there, and Memory from Cats. Right, that's it. That has brought us to the end of this morning's program. Been a busy little morning. Big thanks to our special guest in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. That was Chef Superior. Wonderful lady, cheese chef. Rachel Powell with us on The Breakfast Show. And don't forget, we'll be reminding you during the week, we've got the O'Haldratron next weekend. So that's something to look forward to. So thanks thanks to Chef Rachel Powell. Big thanks, of course, goes to Yasmin, my producer, here in The Breakfast Show studio, and also, of course, for what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And this day in music, big thanks to Yasmin for that. Also to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, who was sleep-deprived due to parties last night. Anyway, she's probably snoring away already by now. So big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to to my co-producer. I must forget Neil over there in the United Kingdom for the info that he feeds into us. Big thanks to Neil. The boys and girls at Group of Grada keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so much for being with us. And of course, I know it's come round rather quickly, isn't it? But it is the weekend again. So have a wonderful weekend. Whatever it is you're going to be doing, please remember, do it carefully. We are still controlled by the biosecurity rules. We still do have to keep wearing our masks. We do need to keep away from other people. If you are going on public transport, don't forget you're going to need a face shield and keep washing your hands. All right, remember, what I want to be doing on Monday, especially to all the new kids going back to school on Monday, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama and in Cuento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.